Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 5th of March, 1970. Today, Bap Dada has been called to celebrate Shiv Jayanti. How do you wish to celebrate it? To meet is to celebrate. People celebrate in order to meet, and you children consider the meeting to be the celebration. So, to meet means that you are celebrating. You children celebrate, that is, you meet, and the other meaning is to make others equal to yourselves. So, to meet and to make others equal means to celebrate. You have to do these two things today. You are celebrating a meeting, but you have to make others equal to yourself. If you have done these two things, you will have celebrated Shiv Jayanti. When Bhagats come to offer water to God, there are Brahmins in between who perform this task for them. So, you are also Brahmins. Just as Bhagats offer water, in the same way, you children offer water from other souls to the Father. Why is there this system of offering water or milk? When water is offered to God, do you know what thought they have in their mind? The meaning of offering water or milk to God is that they are about to make a promise. This is why they take water in their hands. They offer water to the sun and also make a promise internally. When anyone comes to you, first of all, take the water of their promise. You make them make this one promise. From today, we will belong to Shiv Baba alone. So first of all, you make them make this promise. Those people make a promise internally and then they go and surrender themselves to the deities. Those who are firm bhagats bow down completely in front of them. That is, they totally surrender themselves. So you also first make them make a promise. When they become strong and firm, you make them sacrifice themselves completely. You have to do such service that they totally sacrifice themselves. How many have been made to sacrifice themselves by you? To the extent that someone has sacrificed himself, he makes others sacrifice themselves to the same extent. If you haven't fully sacrificed yourself, you will make others sacrifice themselves to that same extent also. At present, you take time and effort to make others sacrifice themselves. But in a short time, there will be a queue of those who want to sacrifice themselves, just as there is the memorial of sacrificing themselves at Kashi. They are ready by their own desire to sacrifice themselves. In the same way, they will be ready here also. You will not have to make effort to create this desire in them. They will be ready to take a jump through their own desire. There will be this queue. They are not queuing up now. There is a reason for this also. What queue do children have at present? When that queue finishes, there will be this queue. Do you know which queue there is at present? That of thoughts. What is the main queue even in thoughts that make your effort slack? What is the main reason for waste thoughts? In what form do the old sanskars emerge? Mention one word in which the seed for waste thoughts is included. there is only one word that enters the intellect, due to which there are waste thoughts and vicious thoughts. Why did this happen? A queue of cues, that is, questions, is formed of wasteful thoughts. In English, the question mark is the most twisted symbol, so the queue of questions is very long. Only after you finish this queue will there be perfection. Then there will be that queue. When you remove the word queue, that is, question, you will be able to stabilize yourself in the destiny of the drama. So now, finish the queue of questions. So many thoughts are created through this one word, queue. Then, you begin to imagine things from questions. So Baba has come to offer you children the small urn of water. When anyone makes a promise, they make it in front of the water, which acts as a witness. So, you now have to offer this urn. In Madhuban, the Pandav army has a special responsibility. So now, there should be power in that army. If there is power in Pandav Bhavan, then let alone the devilish community, but not even devilish thoughts will be able to enter Pandav Bhavan. You have to keep guard to that extent. It is easy to keep that guard. Just as you look after this gate, in the same way, you have to look after the gate of Maya. Is there such a Pandav army ready that it does not allow the devilish sanskars and devilish thoughts to enter this bhavan? When you keep a strong guard on yourself in this, then you will be able to bring about this constraint in Pandav Bhavan. Do you keep guard in such a way? Who has such courage that they say, we, the Pandav army, will look after our Pandav Bhavan in this way? If the Pandavs continue to look after this in that way, then Pandav Bhavan will become a house of magic. No matter what kinds of souls come here, they will become liberated from their devilish sanskars and wasteful thoughts. This will become such a house of magic that it will make others free from vicious thoughts. When you do such service, there will be revelation. People will come running as soon as they hear something from others. As time progresses, because sorrow and peacelessness will increase, each soul will be thirsty for happiness and comfort. And as soon as such thirsty souls enter Pandav Bhavan, they will experience happiness and comfort in 1 second. Only then will there be the impact. Each of you will become an image that grants visions similar to a living idol. Thirsty souls will come from far, far away to have visions of each jewel. But only when you start keeping guard in that way. Just as there is the power of the gathering, the power of love, there is also the power of giving cooperation to each other. Now, only one other power is needed, and due to a lack of this, Maya comes. That is the power of tolerance. If you have the power of tolerance, Maya can never attack you. So, you need all these 4 powers. Today, together with the Jayanti of Bab Dada, it is also the Jayanti of all the children. So if you imbibe all these 4 powers within yourself on this Jayanti, then throughout the entire world, This Pandav Bhavan will be considered to be a special place to be seen and experienced. The importance of this Pandav Bhavan will be seen throughout the entire world. Who are those who increase the importance of it? The Pandav army and the Shakti army. Only Madhuban Nivasis can increase the importance of Madhuban. It is well known that the Pandavas never fluctuated from their promise. If this is lacking by even 1%, it is said to be lacking. The Pandav army has to be an example so that anyone who sees you receives inspirations. Anyone who comes to Madhuban should see their speciality of how there are so many of them here, and yet they are all united, lost in the deep love of one, and are stable in a constant stage. When they see such a scene, the signs of revelation will be visible. The promises of all of you will bring about the revelation. So today, you first have to offer the water of a promise. Then you will also receive a gift. Three lines are shown for a promise. The leaf that is offered also has three leaves combined. So today, you have been made to make these three promises. You will imbibe tolerance power within yourself, you will finish the queue, and you will keep guard on your devilish sanskars. So, you have to offer the leaf of these three promises. Bhagats play a game, but only you children know how to play this game with knowledge. This is why the memorial of Shivratri continues on the path of bhakti as a system. It is the children who start it first with knowledge, and then the bhagats copy it with blind faith. You must definitely have done it at some point, which is why there is the memorial created. Bhagats salute the children. There is so much difference. Do you have that much intoxication? The father himself, whom everyone else salutes, comes and says, "Children, salutations to you." What would be the sign of this intoxication? Happiness would be sparkling in their eyes, their face, their words and their activities. And when this happiness is seen, the sorrow of many will be removed. The sign of such mothers whom Bap Dada himself salutes is happiness. Their faces will make many other souls smile. When ignorant people wake up in the morning and see such a face, they say, "There was this impact because I saw such a sparkling face in the early morning." So even your face can create such an impact. So seeing the smiling faces of all of you, everyone will become happy. This is about to happen. Acha. Baba then was speaking to a group. The more you check yourself, the more change there will be. Thoughts, actions, time, and sanskars. Check all these four at every second. Make your thoughts elevated in order for your transformation to be eternal. The more elevated your consciousness is, the more powerful your thoughts will be. So then, your actions will also be powerful. Not a single thought should be wasteful or weak. You have to pay this much attention to your thoughts. Bap Dada was then speaking with Dadi. "Did you ever even dream that you would be made into the one seated on the throne by the avyakt form? Who can be seated on the throne? those who are constantly intoxicated and whose target is absolutely accurate. Intoxication and the target, yoga and knowledge. Only such children claim a right to all these three thrones. If you are seated on even one throne, you can be seated on all three thrones. What happens when Baba sees the children who are seated on the throne? Baba Dada also becomes intoxicated that the children are so worthy. Acha. Om Shanti.